Dot com.
Welcome to the Corwin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corwin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. We have an interesting show this week. Kind of been a lackluster week in the gold market and the silver market, but a lot of things have been happening on the international front that we're going to be talking about on this show. We're going to be talking about how that affects investors. We're going to be talking also a little bit about our belief that the equity market vis-a-vis the gold and silver stocks is going to pick up significantly starting next week. Maybe a slow start, but you know what? I think it's going to be a very, very interesting fall. Got Peter Granich with me right now. Peter's on virtually every weekend show that we do, and I appreciate his time and I appreciate his input. Pete, I want to ask you first, you know, we've gone through kind of the summer doldrums, although this summer has been very, very different in the sense that we've had a very, very active commodity market in terms of precious metals. Opposite side of the coin, however, is that the market in terms of the equities involved in metals really hasn't done very much, although the last couple, 3 weeks or so, it's been picking up dramatically. At least the companies involved in my portfolio have been picking up. Let's start out, number one, Pete, with a prediction that you made here. Oh, I guess it was probably a week and a half ago, calling the bottom of the gold market. I thought that was very, very interesting. Elaborate on that for me, will you, buddy?
Well, after it reached the current top nominal high, I looked for a short-term correction. It happened, and we just got lucky and got right back in at 1,700. But thankfully, pencils have erasers, because for a couple of years now, I've been drawing a line in the sand, so to speak, saying the mining shares were too attractive to pass up on vis-a-vis versus the metals. And finally, after having to use that eraser a few times, it looks like the shares are finally starting to really start to be bought for the appreciation that we've seen in the metals. And many people felt that once we get past this Labor Day weekend celebration in Canada and the U.S., we're really going to have a good fall, and all systems will go. But you know, Al, after you had to use a eraser a few times, you really get a little nervous, and you rather wait to see it before it, you know, before you feel it's there.
You know, I'm not sure I'd use the word nervous. I think what I would do after 30 years or so in the business is I would use the word humble. You know, it's interesting. The only entity, my friend, in this world that never lies is the market, unless it's so contrived it's sick. But yeah, I would agree with you. Obviously, I've got a certain amount of capital into that segment of the stock market, and actually quite a bit. And I have to say, I'm very comfortable. I'm looking at the various companies that, you know, that I'm following, and I'm very, very happy with the performance of those companies, quite frankly. Now, you know, this past week, I have been doing an awful lot of reading, studying, et cetera, on market conditions around the world, and one of the things that came up that I find fascinating is the gold bear, Dennis Gartman, who's a really good guy. You know, I don't agree with a lot of things that Dennis says, but he's a really good guy. Dennis was quoted during the week as saying, gold has evolved to where it is now a currency. What do you think about that comment, Pete, coming from him?
Well, yeah, you're right first about him being basically a bear. I mean, I don't think he's had a great track record, but nevertheless, he gets a lot of attention. And I think that's part of the reason gold got to 1800. People are recognizing that paper currencies, no matter where you look, at least the ones that are free trading, are just not worthy of significant ownership anymore, and gold has taken its rightful place. Like what Ben Bernanke says, it is indeed money, and that's one of the things that's helped. So I think his observation, at least in that point, is very valid.
I think it's really valid, to be honest. And what I find to be even more interesting is the more I delve into what's going on in all of the European countries, and I'm talking here not just about pigs, I'm not just talking about Greece, Portugal, Spain, etc. I'm also talking about France, and I'm talking about the United Kingdom, and I'm talking about Germany. You know, there are some very, very interesting things going on over there right now. you know, the Germans are, people are saying, for example, the heck with this bailing everybody out, let's look out for ourselves. I've got some friends, some actually good friends who are letter writers, some of the best letter writers in the world, in my opinion, and they are calling for basically a Europe a couple of years from now that looks absolutely nothing like the Europe of today. Now, number one, do you agree with that? And number two, how would that in your mind relate to the price of gold and silver, Pete?
Well, no matter what's going to occur, I think it's positive because I really think there's two scenarios. I think they finally wake up and realize that Greece can no longer be part of the Union because it's beyond any real help. I mean, just look at the difference of what Greece has done in the last several months versus Ireland. Greece continues to spend. It can't get its house in order. Ireland has turned the corner. We've seen their long-term rates fall from 14% to 9%. They actually had a positive GDP. Their exports are up. So what I see eventually is at least Greece moving out of the Union. Or the other maneuver is Germany deciding to get out, leaving the rest to fend on their own and act on their own accord. But in either case, the euro as we know it is sooner or later going to see its demise in the present form, and that can only be bullish for gold.
Only bullish for gold. You know, it's kind of interesting how it took a major, major event being economic. I'm going to use the word trepidation, but the word that I really need to use here is much, much stronger than trepidation. So let's just say economic disaster in the European countries and in the United States. People woke up and were starting to hear, Pete, more and more about the fact of the matter is gold or something like gold needs to be the basis of all of the currencies, because we would not have gotten to the position that we're in if currencies had any meaningful value to them. And I find that to be fascinating. And, you know, I got to tell you, if the scenario plays out the way I think it's going to play out, my friend, we are going to have a bull market in equities that's starting right around the corner, the likes of which we've never seen.
Well, I presume you're speaking about mining equities, not general equities.
No, I'm speaking, of course, about mining equities.
Yeah, I think what's finally happened is that the valuation, the discrepancy between them, where the metal prices and what the shares are being valued are just getting too much for people to pass up on. Well, obviously, we're seeing it more in the majors doing somewhat better than the juniors, but even the junior market is picking up now. And so I really think we're going to have a very good fall. I think we're going to, as much as we struggled in the first 9 months of the year, I think we're really going to have a great last 3 or 4 months for the mining shares.
I don't know. I didn't particularly struggle in my portfolio, but I will say this. I think the interest, for lack of better terms, has been down significantly, but I'm looking for that to increase significantly. And I think that's a result primarily of events like you and I have been talking about here, events around the world. It's just the one black swan event that could occur, and I'm not saying that it will, but, you know, if you start to get economic indicators coming out of the Far East that are anything at all like the economic indicators that are coming out of Europe and the United States, that would be a black swan to end all black swans. But I don't see that happening. Do you?
No, but I'll still say that given that gold itself doubled in the last year, and that type of leverage should have really added to the bottom line of any producer, because they should have been making money already at $900 an ounce. We didn't see that leverage return in the shares. They might have went up, but they should have went up twice, three times as much as the gold price, and they haven't. But I think that time has finally come for them.
Well, I think purely and simply the reason that that happened is because I think that people have been very, very concerned. I know the listeners to this program who I communicate with on a daily basis have been very, very concerned about economic conditions around the world, and they haven't been really ready to start writing checks, for lack of better terms, and buying the stocks. I think that as complete familiarity with the scenario that we're involved in right now sinks in, I think that people are going to start buying the stocks because, you know, I hate to say it, but as Bob Moriarty said on this show 3 years ago, the fact of the matter is people are going to be interested in things and they're not going to be interested in concepts. And those things really are represented 100% by hard assets in the ground. I mean, people are fed up with pie in the sky. People are fed up with it's going to get better. People are fed up with let's make things better. The fact of the matter is what people want to see right now is they want to see things improve. And things can't improve unless you can invest in items that you can touch, feel, etc. Items that have value. This is not a new paradigm. You know, people were talking back in the late 90s about the stock market is in a new paradigm. paradigm with the virtual worlds, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, that didn't work. The fact of the matter is, in life, you need things that you can touch, feel, and see, things that have value.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as the king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are bringing more and more companies to your attention, always with the disclaimer that I either own shares in those companies or I don't own shares in those companies. And that disclaimer is very important to me. I know Giuseppe, one of our listeners, is telling me I'm nuts. I don't really need to do that. I don't need to talk about what I own. I don't need to talk about when I'm going to buy a stock, etc. But I kind of want to do it because I've seen too many cases of front-running in the past. And I got to tell you, I think that that's immoral, you know, and that's just something I really don't want to do. Okay, I am chatting right now with a gentleman who I met up in Alaska last week, Roland Perkins. Roland is not a mining guy. Roland is a business guy. He owns a very, very successful international business based up in Canada. His involvement with Corvus is strictly from a business standpoint. He is not a technical person. He's not a geologist. He's ahead of me because he can spell geology, whereas I can't. But his expertise in terms of being utilized by Corvus is strictly from a business standpoint. Okay, before I turn the mic over to Roland, I want to say that, remember, I own shares in Corvus Gold. I purchased those shares about a week and a half ago, and I announced that purchase 3 days before I did it. Corvus is also a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want to get any information on this company, all you have to do is click on the banner. Roland, how'd you get involved with this company?
Well, I was involved on the board of International Tower Hill, and the properties that are currently Corvus properties were owned by International Tower Hill, and we spun them out into the Corvus shell, which has now become an active business, last summer. And International Tower Hill's Live and Good project is on its own now and a very successful project.
Oh, boy, it sure is. And as I've told listeners, that's probably the next investment I'm going to make. Now, Corvus, as we explained last week on the show, is involved exclusively in the exploration stage of the market. You guys have numerous properties up in Alaska that we visited last week. You've got the North Bullfrog property down in Nevada, which I understand a new 43-101 is going to be coming out on that probably towards the end of this month. What does the company have in mind in terms of acquiring additional properties to augment what you've already got, Roland?
Well, we're always on the look for additional properties and claims, and Jeff Pontius and Russell Myers are two key fellows that do most of that work. And then when we settle on these on a claim or a new property, then what we look at in the Corvus model is to do that with partners and bring some partners in to help us develop the asset of that property and bring it up to a point where it is either a good property or not a good property in terms of mineability.
Okay, now, in terms of the Alaska properties, for example, the Terra property, and if you guys out there want to see any pictures of what's going on at Terra, all you have to do is go to the website. You can see pictures of, you know, the personnel, the property, et cetera. But Terra is very definitely a joint venture situation. Farther away, about a 3.5-hour plane ride south of there, you've got your Chisholm property. These are all joint ventures. That's a business model that I personally find to be very, very interesting because it's a great way to conserve capital.
Well, exactly. Like, we have lots of capital in the bank right now, which will help us over the next couple of years find new properties, develop new properties, and bring new properties to play for the market and for Corvus. So for us, it can be, you know, sometimes called a royalty business that we're in, that we're going to help develop these properties. The people that are partners, they may own a majority of these properties at the end of the day, but we will retain a royalty on them, and we'll do very well with them.
Well, you know, here's a good example. Let's talk about the Terra property. You know, interestingly enough, the Terra property, at this point in time, you may, because of the actions of your joint venture partner, you may go down to a fairly minimal, you know, 15-20% interest in that property. The thing that really makes me comfortable about that is what a great way to augment your cash flow. I mean, the situation up there is promising enough that 15-20% could actually add millions of dollars to your income statement. Am I correct?
Sure. Absolutely. And what that brings along with that, to me, is a sustainable cash flow. In a lot of the exploration businesses, it's hit or miss. You raise money, and you hope that the properties might do well. If they don't, well, you might be done. In these cases, in the royalty, we can build up our royalties through properties like Terra, create a sustainable cash flow for the company, and then continue to grow the company because we have a good base of cash coming in regularly off these royalty properties.
Yeah, and, you know, what a better way to find that? I mean, what better way is it to finance a company than through cash flow, as opposed to what a lot of the junior companies do is, you know, additional equity financings. Well, that's a good way to raise money because it doesn't increase the company's debt. But again, by the same token, you're talking about some pretty significant, in some cases, not in all cases, but in some cases, you're talking about some pretty significant dilution to shareholders, Roland, and you guys aren't doing that.
No, we're not doing that. And it's in some of these properties, too, there's a lot of risk, as we know. And that's the game. But in this, we try and mitigate the risk mitigate the risk with partners going into them, and mitigate the risk long-term for Corvus by having a sustainable cash flow that will keep our business value up so that every time we get a new royalty property, it should raise the capital assets of our business.
You know, one thing that I find interesting, and you don't see this every day, but when Jeff basically started International Tower Hill along with Dr. Myers and also along with a couple of other folks, it's interesting that once they realized that they didn't have the expertise to take a property into production, but that their expertise was truly in the area of exploration. And, I mean, we're talking with these two guys. We're talking Russell Myers is a PhD, Jeff Pontius is a master's degree, everybody else is highly, highly qualified. But they realize that they're not the prettiest baby in the nursery when it comes to putting a property into production. So what did they do? They brought in some very, very heavy players in terms of Carl Bechtel and also certainly Jim Comedina and other people that have proven track records in that area. And so they spun off your company, Corvus, into what they do best, which is exploration, and they left the development/production work to people who have done it before. That's a real sign of wisdom in my mind, Roland.
Absolutely, and Jeff and Russ are really, really sharp guys, and they know what they're doing in that arena, the exploration arena. And as a board, we thought that it was just a great decision to go and do that, spin these properties off, and that's why I went with the Corvus team, because I don't have the mining expertise, so when we're going to go into Tower Hill and develop a mine, then that's when it was time for me to go as well, because
yeah,
that's not my expertise or any, you know. So that's me with the best way to go.
Yeah, and given the success that the evolution of Tower Hill Mines, International Tower Hill Mines, has had, I don't know. I mean, I know this is a big forward-looking statement, and I have to say, don't take this as investment advice because it's not. But, you know, I look for the same progression with Corvus Gold. Hey, you guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN, or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Third segment of the first hour. We're going to continue talking about some companies in this segment. Chatting right now with Randy Turner. Randy is the president of a company called SilverQuest Resources. Now, you got to be aware of one thing in the interest of full disclosure. I said I was going to buy SilverQuest about a month or so ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. In fact, 3 days after I made that announcement, I did buy SilverQuest. So I do own shares in the company, so Big Al is highly biased here. Big Al is also not a registered investment advisor, and neither is Randy, so keep that in mind. Now, in the first segment of the show, we talked with Peter Granditch about how we felt that a red-hot resource stock market was right around the corner. You know, we've kind of had the summer doldrums in terms of the equities involved in this particular sector, but in terms of gold and silver, the commodities, it's been a very, very robust market. We are looking for that to happen again big time, for lack of better terms, starting next week. I think starting next week you're going to see some very, very meaningful interest in the market, and I think that's going to do some very, very interesting things to the prices of some of these stocks. Randy, before we talk about SilverQuest, I got a question for you. You've been in the business longer than I have, or at least as long as I have. What happened this summer in terms of what I would call mundane interest? That's typical of every summer, isn't it?
Oh, good morning, Al. Yes, I would think that what we've seen is very typical of the last many years. in which we sort of go into the summer doldrums. A lot of, it's particularly in the exploration game, a lot of people are out just doing their field exploration work. But and we've seen this tendency for years and years, and yet this year we've seen the commodity prices really soar. The equities have not kept up to them, mainly because of a lack of liquidity in the market and just general, I think, market malaise. But as you say, coming back to work next week, I think you're going to see the markets are going to start moving forward, because we've seen like gold this morning still well over 1,800, silver's over 41. So we've got the commodities at all-time highs, and certainly the equities have not kept up to them. So I think it's going to be a very exciting last quarter.
Oh, I would agree 100%. I'm looking for some big things to happen there. Okay, I want to talk about a kind of an update in regards as to what's going on with SilverQuest. August 30th, you had a press release that was an exploration update on your properties in British Columbia, and then you came out the next day, August 31st, and you had a press release discussing the company's approval of a 75-hole diamond drill program at your joint venture claims that, you know, defined as the Davidson joint venture claims. Let's talk first about an update as to what SilverQuest accomplished in British Columbia during the summer.
Okay, well, you know, the early part of the exploration season, mainly geophysics, airborne geophysics, ground geophysics, and sampling, and now we've moved into the drilling phase. So really these two press releases that are out are really focusing in on drilling both at Capoose, 3Ts, which are 100% owned by SilverQuest, and then a major drilling program with our joint venture partner New Gold and the Davison. So between now and actually with the Davison right through to Christmas, major drilling programs are underway.
So we're going to have a pretty significant news flow between now and the end of the year, at least on the Davison project, huh?
Yeah, we've got 75 holes that are actually the first drillers on there today. The next couple move on probably on the weekend. So during September, we should have five, maybe as many as six drills going, 26,000 meters plus, 75 holes, expected to complete this by mid-December. And this is really a resource definition on our side of the joint venture property, which has been defined and now called the Blackwater Davison. We are the Davison Project, have 25% of what is a very significant gold discovery in British Columbia. So that one will certainly keep our company in the limelight there. And on the Capoose, about a 6,000-meter drill program, just completed them almost a 2,000-meter on 3Ts. So when you start looking at it, you know, there's right there is probably 45, almost 50,000 meters of drilling. And we did do a 20,000-meter drill program with New Gold on the Davison project here. There's still several holes to report, so from a company point in central BC, extremely active.
Okay, extremely active in central British Columbia. Now, one thing that you brought up that I think is really, really important, this is something I just discussed with Roland Perkins, who is a board member of a company called Corvus Gold, and that is we're talking about how you finance. We're talking about companies that are well-financed. You brought up the fact that you're going to be doing some significant drilling on the Davidson project, okay, 75 holes, if I'm not mistaken, between now and Christmas. I want listeners to be aware that this involves no dilution. This expense involves no dilution to SilverQuest. Randy, can you elaborate on that for me? Because that's a very, very important factor.
Well, we are financed for that project. We have $18 million. Our overall budget for that is $5 million. We pay for X percentage of the 25% of the drilling and the 12.5% for other costs. So at this point, the company is extremely well financed. Our share is between now and Christmas, and actually some of these costs, as we say in the press release, go through the next 6 to 9 months. So no further dilution there because of the financing that we did earlier this summer. The programs that we just carried out and are carrying out at Capoose and 3Ts, as well as in the Yukon, they're all paid for, they're financed, so the company's in great shape moving forward.
Well, and that's something I want to stress one more time here to you folks out there listening, and that is We're going to have potentially a pretty hot gold market here in terms of the equity side of it starting next week. You know, that's at least that's our prediction on the Corlin Economics Report. But I want to say that when you have a mania like that, you really have to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff. And, you know, one thing that a company like SilverQuest provides for me is in terms of separating the wheat from the chaff, I'm not a technical guy. You guys know that. But I look at two things. I look at does a company have the amount of money in hand so they can do what they want to do? And then number two, I look at the management. And I'll tell you, with SilverQuest, as Randy said, they've got $18 million. That's a lot of money. Number two, Randy's been involved in this particular, you know, in these particular efforts in the public in the public arena for probably about 30 years and very, very successfully. So I want you guys out there to keep that in mind. I'm not telling you what to do, but I want you to keep that in mind when you're looking to invest in various companies. What's going on, if you don't mind? What's going on up in the Yukon?
Well, the Yukon, and I think this is very important for your listeners, is that it's probably been the most active summer ever in the Yukon. There's I don't know how many drills, 50 drills plus are going up there. Several major sort of properties are being evaluated from ourselves to Kaminak, to Attack Resources. So a lot of interest, a lot of data is going to come flowing between now and Christmas over there. As a company, SilverQuest has got two major drill programs going on, a total of about 8,000 meters there as well. So we're well underway, but I guess the one caution is that winter is on its way. And when we're saying that, most of the companies will be out of the field by the 1st of October, middle of October. So really, between now and then, it's really going to be an active for most of the companies like ourselves that have major drill programs underway. So, but between October and, like I say, the end of the year, maybe early into the first quarter of 2012, a lot of drill results will be reported because the number of companies are so active up there. So it's going to be an exciting fall, an exciting sort of winter period for information flow from out of that area.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to in terms of SilverQuest, and that is, number one, you're going to have significant information flow coming out of your work in British Columbia, and number two, that's going to be coupled with some significant information flow that's going to be coming out of the Yukon. You know, as I said earlier, man, it's all about management, and what Randy has done very effectively is the timing for his company, SilverQuest, is really, really interesting and beneficial for shareholders, because when the work stops due to weather, for example, in the Yukon, that's when the results start coming out from the work that's going to be going on between what that has already gone on and that's going to be going on between now and October. We're going to continue to follow this company. I have no intention of selling any of my shares in it. You guys stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got Roger on the line, Trader Raj. We're going to respond to some very, very interesting listener comments here. I think that these will be of interest not only to the people who made these comments, but to everyone out there. Now, I came out in my daily editorial yesterday in favor of a flat tax, okay? And we got some interesting response on that. For example, Super Dobbs said, Al, let's invoke common sense. I say a flat tax rate of 7%. You make 10 grand a year, you pay 7%. No loopholes. If you make $1 million a year, you pay 7%. Okay? To me, that is exactly why I think a flat tax would work very, very well. Now, I have spoken with some other people about it, and they do not agree. For example, a listener by the name of Mike says it's a great thing for the rich, not a great thing for people who aren't so rich. Where I disagree on that is, yeah, everybody's going to pay, and at 7% is too low. I hate to say it, Super Dobbs, but let's say everybody pays 15% or everybody pays 20%. Hey, I got to tell you, 15% of $70,000 is one heck of a lot less than 15% of $70 million. I think it will, in fact, close the loopholes. TR, Trader Raj, what do you think, buddy?
Well, there's a couple of formulas in there that would make that thing work. Steve Forbes, Forbes Magazine, has been an advocate of the flat tax of 10% for a long time. But as I recall, I'm a little fuzzy on detail, but I think he was looking for something higher starting out, maybe something like 15 or 17%, and then gradually moving down toward a total 10% across the board. One thing, and I don't know whether you suggested it or Bauman did yesterday, but I think it was a combination of using a 5% VAT tax and a 10% flat tax for everybody. The VAT tax, what it would do is a consumption tax, like they have in Europe, The only problem being they keep raising it all the time. They leave it alone at 5%. It would make sense because the high consumptive individual, in other words, somebody that's buying 5 Mercedes cars, 6 homes, and a partridge in a pear tree, because they're buying all that stuff, they're going to pay a 5% tax on everything they buy. That would go directly against a heavy spender, okay? Now, if you look at the 10% deal across the board, with 10% individuals, 10% for corporations, I think that would be a good thing, and Steve Forbes said that many years ago, and he still sticks with the idea. The only relief, I think, needs to come at the lower end of the spectrum where they take a poverty-level income of, say, $15,000 or $20,000, and they pay no tax. Although I still think that even at that level, they ought to pay a tiny bit just to get used to paying taxes so that when they start to make more money, it's not a shock to them.
If in fact, that happens. Okay,
sure.
We made another comment about Warren Buffett, and I have said that I felt that the action of Berkshire Hathaway this past week, you know, was basically kind of eyewash in the sense that it was meant to portray the effectiveness of pure capitalism. Well, I still think that that's true, but a lot of you folks out there disagreed with that, and here's a good example. Lynn says, and he's responding to Bent Nail, another one of our listeners. Lynn says, quote, "Hey, Bent, I just received an email from the hypocrisy of Warren Buffett on taxes and his Berkshire. This may be of interest to a Big Al, too." From the page, quote, "With the exclusion from Mr. Buffett and his fellow shareholders, Berkshire will enjoy an effective tax rate of 14.17% on the $300 million in dividends it will receive each year from Bank of America," the Journal reported. And then Lynn comes back and he says, "You think he'll pay his $1,005 million to the IRS? Well, probably not. Rod, your comments on that one, buddy.
No, I discovered doing some backwards math, figuring a different way how much he really paid. Warren paid gets a salary of $100,000 a year. That's published news, okay? That's pocket money for him for around the house. Where he makes his big income is on dividend income, and the newspaper reported that he made $6.5 million and paid $6.5 million in taxes, and that represented 17% of what he earned.
Right.
So you can take the difference between 17 and 100% and figure out how much money the guy made in dividend income, but he did pay 17%. I think probably that's pretty close to fair. I think 15% on dividend income is probably a pretty fair price. And he did pay $6.5 million dollars in taxes to the IRS on that income. Now, the big hit for Warren comes when his $50 billion worth of stock gets sold someday. I don't know how they do in their trusts and all the games they play, but there is tax due when that stock is sold.
Well, it's tax due, but it's long-term capital gain, so it's 15%. The only place I disagree with you a little bit here is I think that 15% tax rate, for example, for hedge fund managers, et cetera, I do not think that's correct. I think that's a loophole that needs to be closed. Okay, one other topic, and that is I made a comment, Roger, that I said that one of the reasons that people are in trouble and that our country is in trouble is because of a change in lifestyle. And I said, you know, that change in lifestyle basically is people being able to borrow money that they really would never have the ability to repay, and they're going out and they're buying fancy houses and fancy cars, et cetera, et cetera. And one of our listeners, CFS2000 Dave, said, "I disagree about one person not being able to support a family because of lifestyle changes. I believe it is no longer possible because of ever-increasing taxation." Well, I don't think that's the case at all, and I also want to say that taxpayers came back, and his comment on this was, "You're both right, both you, Al, and CFS2000 Dave. But there's a third reason. Certain taxes have increased larger than incomes as Dave points out, and certainly Al is correct that most of us live in a bigger, nicer homes with more stuff than our equivalent back in 1970. And then he said the third reason is that economic rent tends to capture a larger part of the increase in production beyond basic subsistence. We see it mainly as an increase in land prices, which accounted for much of the rise in housing costs over the decade ending about 2007. I got to tell you, I think lifestyle, I mean, yeah, taxes are, I don't disagree, taxes are a big deal, but I got to tell you, there are some pretty, pretty stupid decisions that have been made and continue to be made regarding lifestyles. Your comment, Raj?
Well, there's a lot of things involved in that. Number one, it's neglected in the discussion so far, is that the government, by design, the Federal Reserve, has got 2.5% inflation every year, which means the value of the dollar diminishes in that amount. So your purchasing power is declining every year by a certain amount. And when you have horrid inflation like we've got coming and what we've got now, it bites even deeper. Let's take an example. In 1979, I bought a brand new Olds 98 for cash. That's the same as a Sedan DeVille Cadillac. That car was $9,800. Today it's $50,000. Okay, that's the difference in inflation between 1979 and 2011.
Sure.
So that's a big part of the deal right there. If you had a flat tax, Al, even at 20% instead of 10,
yeah,
and you had zero inflation, I suggest that things would still balance out over the long pull. And the other big factor in the whole equation is the fact that the government's in the healthcare business, and they shouldn't be in that business at all. No Medicaid, no Obama plan, no Medicare. That should all be private. And the HMOs are taking out the health companies 25% of all the money paid in. 25 years ago, they didn't exist. You went to the doctor, you got a bill. You went to the dentist, you got a bill. You paid your bill and you walked away. You got it for 75% cheap, or 25% cheaper then than you do now. So there's a half a dozen factors involved here. I think that the social mores of the country have been destroyed largely because mothers have to work. If mothers didn't have to work and they could be a full-time mother and take care of kids and the father brought home the bacon, so to speak, I think things could work out.
Yeah, and the reason a lot of mothers are working is because they want to drive those Volvo SUVs that they can't afford on their $40,000 a year salary, and they want to live in half-million-dollar houses that they can't afford when their combined income along with their husband's is somewhere around $150,000-$175,000 a year. I mean, that, in my opinion, is the basic problem. I think that the moral values in this country as they pertain to finances and as they pertain to other issues, I think, have really, really gone in the toilet. And I have to tell you, that is a real hot button for Big Al, and I think it's just a shame. But you know what? This too shall pass. Pendulum swing both ways. Listen to what Rick Ackerman and I are going to talk about in segment 7. There may be an answer, at least to the economic mess, or the beginning of an answer, at least to the economic mess that we're in, regarding the mess regarding morals. You know what, Mr. and Mrs. America? You guys got to do it yourself. I'm going to be right back with Trader Rogers in the first segment of the next hour. And you know what? We're going to talk about some companies. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.